but my love, by the gasworks wall, dream the dream by the old canal. I kiss my girl by the factory wall, dirty old town.
Is that weird?
Sublime.
Well, everybody, welcome to Burning Bridges. I don't know where Kevin is, to be honest with you, but I'm happy to be here with Bob Biggerstaff. Bob,
there you go. On the couch. Can they hear me? See?
I think so. Yeah, you're good. They'll
see
the cameras and shit. And then
should just sit in Kevin's seat. Fuck him.
It would. Yeah, fuck Kevin for sure. And then Alan Silver.
Alan Silverstein, but I go by Andrew Valentine.
Andrew Valentine, so sorry. Andrew Valentine.
Apparently Brian can't hear either.
Yeah, exactly, right. Oh, my God, Bob. I wish that couch was in the hallway.
So Kevin's not here. I'm on fire, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. The lines are open. If you have any calls, call in. You know, we got Garrett on the board, and Steve, I think, is in there, and I don't know. Here we are, and so you have a job, and you effectively, you didn't say you were going to a funeral, but you lied, kind of, and you're here because you were intimating you were going to a funeral.
Implication.
Implication.
I originated the, right. The seeds. I planted the seeds. I dressed
good.
It as
yep.
though I
you look good.
Did. And right. I know I'm not a valet. It is a standard office job that, you know, lets right. you get away with certain things like that.
Was it a funeral for Bob's career, or
Bob,
you over there?
I'm here.
Thank you.
Could be
hated that one.
It could be a funeral for my own career, you know?
Well, you don't really have much of a career because you're 2 years in, so you got a giant head of hair. How old a man are you?
I'm 24.
You're only 24?
24 years old.
Hey, guys.
Oh, is it Kevin
up.
Brown? Thanks for showing up, Kevin.
Hey.
I'm going to talk to fucking Boring McBoring over here.
Burning bridges. Right.
I was drinking before this with Keanu and Gino and a couple of guys from Rhode Island and White Plains. I just had one Pinot Grigio, one shot.
White Plains.
Well,
a shot.
I had a shot of Pinot Grigio. That was it. I only. Do you like to drink?
Yeah, but in Black Plains.
Yeah, what's that? What do you have? Cold 45. Hey, thank you.
Kevin was late because he couldn't find a bodega that had his red Powerade.
Sure. Huh?
The Arizona of drink.
Well, what do you mean you don't have the fucking red? Eh, my kids hate me. Eh.
Yeah, why are you late? I love you show up late. You start fucking around your phone immediately.
Set my timer.
For what?
I know when to shut you the fuck up.
Stop not being funny.
Hey,
go ahead.
You were killing it for 45 seconds before you got here, Kevin.
Oh, sorry. I'm happy you're here.
What happened to that charger?
I don't know. What the?
Should be tucked under the shelf.
No, here it goes. Hey, you know what else is tucked under the shelf? Come over here.
Get E-Rock on that thing.
Get E-Rock on the thing.
Yeah.
All right. What do we want with E-Rock?
E-Rock. You know Norton pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think him and Brian have a lot in common?
Not at all.
Brian's trying to sell Norton on the fact that they have a lot in common. He actually brought up, hey, we're both Irish. Like Norton's known for his Irish, like he has like every St. Patrick's Day he has a big show because he's so fucking Irish.
He's bit about it, finding
I
a
I mean,
gold
this guy's a raging alcoholic. Then he brings up, he says to Norton, hey, are you still on the program? Like, how is that appropriate for a fucking, for his show?
I don't know.
It's not your show, it's his show.
Are we talking about yesterday?
Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah. He's trying. Yeah, we're going to rehash. What else you got to talk about? Keanu? What's up with Keanu and Gino?
That girl was
this fucking alcoholic. Told her fix her teeth first.
Yep.
So they have nothing. If you were going to set someone up on a date with Brian, you wouldn't pick Jim Norton, would you?
No, not at all.
We would have a lovely time together.
They have nothing in common. And Norton doesn't socialize anyway, right? And Brian's trying to act like we have so much in common, like we should hang. Me and you should hang.
Really? And Norton doesn't like to talk that much because he talks for a living, both doing stand-up and on the radio. So when he's not doing that, he doesn't really want to talk to anybody.
Exactly. So the fact that Brian's selling him on,
right,
like...
It was a misstep, whatever.
No, but you're an idiot. Like, how would you think that's a good idea?
Welcome to the show. This is what it is.
Did you get this in Saratoga Springs?
No, right. I mean,
it's so delusional. I get him on a show. It's his fucking bucket list. Then he's like basically trying to hit on the guy.
I thought it'd be fun if Norton and I would spend a weekend going camping or just hanging out. And I would pay for everything. Sorry if I'm a weirdo.
Had on his bucket list.
You're kidding, right?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bob. Bob, go ahead.
No, Bob. Yeah, Bob's like a bad audience member. He talks when you talk, and then when you ask him to talk, he doesn't talk. So you really thought you and Norton would go camping?
Here's the thing. Norton and I
this
have.
This is what I'm dealing with.
Let me answer the thing.
Because he doesn't drink and you're an alcoholic.
I'm not an alcoholic, and frankly, Jim could use a drink. So I'd like to bring him back into the fold a little bit, but I'm being facetious. But what I really feel like is we're both self-made. We both dropped out of high school. I went to NYU ultimately, and we're both like, I checked my, this sounds so obnoxious out loud, but I was going, because it's tax time, I was kind of going through some of my stuff. I have like millions of dollars in the bank.
So I bet
like,
you don't. I bet you
whatever.
Don't.
Whatever.
There's nothing to bring this.
I'm
bring
lying.
Your statement.
I don't care if you think I'm right or wrong, but
bring your statement. Bring your. It's obvious. If you have it in the bank, bring your fucking. You could go online right now and show me the fucking statement.
Listen, Norton and I cash and dump it on the console there.
How'd you get millions of dollars, Brian?
He doesn't have millions of dollars. He's got a big dick, too. All you got to do is show us.
I Sasha Knopf, call in. Donate.
Wrestling.
Sasha Knopf. First of all, she's a fucking dried up old fucking actress.
Come on.
And what is she going to say? You have a little dick?
I mean,
she's gorgeous. She's like a Hollywood four. That's why she doesn't work.
It's hurtful. I think I saw
hurtful. It's a fact.
I don't know.
What are we talking about?
Oh, my.
Don't worry about it. Just make sure you talk on top of us.
I waited.
Yeah. And you went to. I got into NYU, so we.
All you got
to
do is bring your fucking bank account. Bring a picture of your dick. And bring your bank statements. You could print them. Garrett can print them right now, or John could print them right now. Either way,
bring it up on.
Either way, it's a no brainer.
John's not even there.
It's a fucking joke, you idiot.
Okay, all right. Wow, you're shot out of a cannon for a guy coming in 8 minutes late.
Jesus Christ! So I'm gonna go camping and show him my bank statement.
No, what I meant was, it's like we're both guys.
No, you're delusional, and he's a professional entertainer.
I'm a professional entertainer.
What?
I get paid to come here.
Barely.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. What do you call me, Grizzly Adams?
Because bear?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You ever listen to Grizzly Bear?
No.
They're good. They're a good band.
Is it a band?
That's a band.
You're a young guy. You're like, well, with that outfit, yeah. You got to go.
That outlook. Yeah, with that outlook.
I got a young
Your
outlook.
Financial statement outlook. We're looking good. I have millions of dollars in the bank. Show us. Bring one statement. You probably, if you have millions of dollars, you probably have a couple of different banks. So bring one bank account.
All right.
Bring one statement. Bring one dick pic. It's just all talk, and then I bring it to Norton. Your fantasy. You go. You want to go camping? Like what the fuck? Like you're like the worst kind of a fucking date of all time.
You're the worst.
Me and Jim, we have a lot in common. You're Irish. We're both male.
Yeah.
That's where it ends.
No,
you have nothing in common.
You're
a raging alcoholic. You both dropped out of high school.
You're an enraging alcoholic.
You guys all Catholics? I'm Catholic.
Yeah, he's Catholic too. Look.
Yeah. Why don't we go camping?
Yeah,
right.
Let me go camp. We're all Catholic.
I don't want to go camping with a Catholic.
Catholic camping.
But yeah, I wish Bob was over here. I wish, but then I also don't wish. It's a weird thing. But my point is only this: he dropped out of high school. I dropped out of high school. We're both self-made men in the entertainment industry. We took different paths, but I feel like we could be buddies.
Okay, well, he doesn't have buddies. He doesn't.
I'll bring Eric back into it. I've listened to E-Rock for fucking I don't know 15 years. Like I'm like a fan of the guy. I'm finally not nervous around him, and I feel like
please
could be. I'm not kissing his ass or take forever. I'm just saying like it would just. My point is only that. I feel like we could be friends. I could talk and we could hang out.
Yeah, because you're an alcoholic. You need people to drink with.
Alcoholism.
Who does Norton hang out with? Nobody. Bobby Kelly a little bit, right?
Like on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's it. So he's a very private guy.
He's a foul guest?
No. He's a very private guy. He doesn't socialize. He's like E-Rock says, he doesn't talk a lot once he's done with his job. And then you're like, hey, man, I made a mistake of giving you the guy's fucking number.
I've been calling him since the show, yes. I'm not going to call it. I'm not a psychopath. I'm not going to call the guy. Like, I get Norton's energy. He was friendly, and we had a good show.
He's a professional entertainer. So he's got to be kind of friendly to you.
I also have Gallagher's phone number. I never call him anymore.
Which one? Gallagher 2?
Oh, the good one.
Oh.
Yeah, he would.
So
invite him to a watermelon party.
So it's just, I mean, it's so inappropriate for you, like, throwing yourself on Norton. It's just,
yeah,
it's awkward as fuck.
Kind of at the expense of myself for this show, I thought it'd
be funny. then it was like you pushed too far.
I didn't call him afterwards and so or text him or whatever. I mean, we
never
did. Okay, just so you know.
No. Don't bring him into it. Never call Norton again. I'm going to tell Norton I basically made a blanket. Like, if you ever have to contact Norton again,
we'll bring Michael Jordan's.
So you go through
Jordan,
you go through
Michael
me
Jackson's son.
You go through me. You anytime you need to contact Norton, you go through me, and I'll go through E-Rock, and he'll go through Garrett. That's how it's gonna work.
You're a self-made man, right?
Apology dick pic, if you like. Jim does appreciate that.
Don't even give him the idea. I mean, you know he's gonna fucking do it. Be like, E-Rock said, and he's one of my heroes.
You should totally.
I get so nervous around E-Rock that I didn't know if he was kidding or not. I just did it.
I got nervous around you.
I had a drink with Keanu.
Oh God, that girl! I could smell her getting wet. Sitting there, that Sullivan.
Not from you.
No, from
me. It was probably the salmon.
She told me, she goes, I listen on Monday. The salmon.
You want to hang out with me? You fucking faggot. What a fag.
You can push his.
Can you bring me on the Norton and Jim and Sam show? And then I'm going to be all like, hey, can we go camping? What the fuck, man? Why you bring me to your house and I'll fucking hit on your wife?
By the way, you are the world's worst improviser I've ever seen in my entire life.
What'd I do now?
We finished the show and then...
Right. Yeah, because it doesn't matter. Because it was dumb and it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter that you're a terrible improviser?
No, it doesn't matter because it was a dumb thing to do. We explained something and then subreddit and fucking blah, blah, blah. It's dumb. Anything dumb, I'm bad at.
Right.
Show me your taxes. Show me your fucking taxes, Trump.
Right. So
piece of shit. I have millions of dollars. Keith, can I get more money? I have millions of dollars. It's just sitting in my fucking in my coffee urn in my house. But Keith, can I get a raise?
They're Charles.
You're the dumbest fucking dumb. You're the dumbest cunt.
I don't think anybody can improvise the word coffee.
He's so dumb. Bobby, like, this is what I'm stuck with.
One of our guests.
Can you bring me to the White House? Hey, can we hang out, Donald Trump?
No.
You bring him anywhere, he's like a fucking mess.
He's right there, Donald Trump.
Colin Quinn. We have Colin Quinn on our show. He don't even let Colin talk. He's so excited. I was excited. Yeah, so you don't let Colin Quinn talk. It's all about you.
Apparently.
You fat, fucking, ugly, blind fuck. He's never going anywhere ever again. And no Christmas, no fucking.
He figured out that Brian.
Hey, can we go to. Let's go to Bobby Kelly's house with Jim and Sam and have Thanksgiving. Hey, is this foul? Is that joke foul?
You call me a turkey?
What? I was like. So I'd rather be Lenny and hang out with Leslie Jones. That's how bad it is.
Can I say, Brian did give oral to a tranny, and Jim gets oral from trannies.
So there we go. Let's go camping.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bear Mountain.
Next step is camping.
Bring one sleeping bag. We'll figure it out. We'll get in there.
That's a good old Catholic camp.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Blood of the Lamb. Blood of the Lamb.
It's like a retard show. It's just like a show for retards. Hey, people watch. Hey, I like that dumb blind drunk guy. He's funny.
Wow, somebody showed up.
So where'd he go up?
This fella?
Yeah, you.
Wait, so wait, are you not black or anything, right? You
did, no, I'm Puerto Rican.
You in Saratoga Springs?
Yeah.
I know who he is, but we try. When we were on stage, I was like, so you're straight up Puerto Rican?
I'm straight up Puerto Rican.
And your parents are both Puerto Rican?
They're both Puerto Rican.
From here?
From they're born here. Then my grandparents were born in Puerto Rico, and I'm the great grandson of a pig farmer.
Wow. Hey,
oink, oink. Don't you have some improvisation about that? I mean, you make some incredible puns on that.
Leave my ex-wife out of this.
Oh, that was gold. Can we make sure that gets on the best of the week here at Compound?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
He was a pig farmer in Puerto Rico?
Pig farmer in Puerto Rico, which I don't know how he got into the pig game, but eventually he got out.
Pig game. Uh-huh. So your parents, where you grew up here in the city?
Yeah. Parents, mom was born in the South Bronx in like the 70s. Dad was born in Brooklyn in the.
Where'd your mom go to school?
years.
Washington.
Hard Knocks.
You might know my wife.
Something in.
What year was she born?
67.
Oh. My wife was born in 71, so they might have went to.
Maybe.
How was I?
Well, they moved to the Washington.
Must be the year of the pig. You Washington fuck. How was that for improvisation? You fucking. Yeah. I'm gonna fucking punch you right in your fucking big fat head.
Yes, and.
And I'm not gonna miss.
Yes, and. Exactly. So I heard you bombed so badly up in Saratoga Springs, they're calling you Senior Hiroshima.
Oh wow. I said that.
You said he ate a dick.
Wait, so, huh?
I didn't
you
feel
said
like
you ate a dick.
Yeah, I had a dick.
He fired you after the first show, right?
Yeah, I ate a dick.
Did you get fired?
Yeah. I think
he wasn't paying you, though, right?
Oh, he paid me.
Oh, he was paying you per show?
Yeah.
And then he fired you?
He brought in Cody, so.
Oof. You know, if you're replaced by a guy named Cody, though.
Yeah.
You're not doing that great.
Mike Cody, what's his last name? Ack?
I don't know. Okay.
Cody Ack.
Oh, Cody Ack.
You barely hear that joke.
Oh.
But he was a nice guy. He was a nice guy.
Hey, Cody?
Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy.
He let me down easy. And,
what did he say?
He was just like, oh, we got coverage for the next time. Best of luck. I followed up with him, and I was like, hey, man, I've been doing this for maybe 10 years. It's nothing too crazy, nothing too long. So he was like, wish you the best of luck, and we'll touch base in like 2 years or so.
Why do you think you ate it?
Because... I did a joke about city bikes in a town that doesn't have city bikes.
Okay, that's a good start.
And,
that town doesn't have ATMs.
What he really meant was Kevin wants me to fire you so we can have you on his podcast and talk about it.
You know what it is? This guy's the king of not being able to read the room. So so don't take his class on how to read the room.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I mean, partly that he's blind, but he just throws out jokes and nobody reacts, and he thinks that's a sign that he's killing.
Doing great.
Yeah, I didn't really host. I didn't even bring up the snow that we had.
We had the snow right now.
He didn't bring up the snow. It was snowing out that day.
Yeah.
He didn't bring it up.
I should have been like, you know, you give it up, guys. For
you should have said thanks for coming out in this snowy weather. Yeah.
Whether you're having fun or not.
Weather, right.
Oh, weather.
God damn it. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Man.
Whether you're having fun or not.
Oh, God, please repeat it. Third time's the charm. You fucking
beautiful city, nevertheless.
Oh, gorgeous, very picturesque.
You get any puss up there?
I brought the puss up there.
Oh, you brought the puss.
Oh, wait. Yeah. So wait, your girlfriend was meeting you that night or the next day?
Saturday.
Oh. Where'd you stay Friday?
A motel community court. It had the neon Vegas.
Is it creepy?
Signs.
It's nice.
It wasn't creepy.
Close to town.
10 minutes from the club.
Okay.
I stayed where I stayed. Was kind of scary because it's on the outskirts of town. Like I didn't know how close it was to. But when I checked in, it seemed like it was in the woods. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I had to make my own bed, so they gave me a hammer and fucking. That's how fucking backwards I was.
Did you leave your room in good condition?
So then the next night your girlfriend came up, right?
And yeah,
you stayed with her at the hotel or with some friends?
Stayed at the motel. Then I had two other.
Did you tell her you got fired?
No.
Well,
what'd you tell her? I
told her we're gonna have a good time tonight. And then that's what we did. We just did downtown Saratoga.
She never brought up what time's the show?
She was expecting me to do Saturday. I was expecting to do Saturday. I didn't do Saturday.
And you never brought it up?
Well, I was just like, they covered a guy. You know, you don't say they get fired. But
so wait a minute. So you and I don't, look. I'm not a
I felt sorry for him because it's like, yeah, my girlfriend's coming up tomorrow, and I was like, at least I'll have more time.
This guy to me.
Huh?
This is the guy you talked to me about.
No, I didn't
mention
talk to
him in a conversation.
What did I say?
You said, yeah, this guy sucks so bad that they like cut him for so he's gonna.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I would never talk. I would never bring the guy up because you don't do stand up. So I would never say that.
Trust me,
I'll take a lie detector. I didn't say that.
That's fine.
I didn't say that. I don't talk to him about stand up because he's not a stand up. It's not like, oh, you know, so and so, the guy everybody thinks is black but really Puerto Rican. His grandma's a pig farmer.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't do good that night. No. So I wouldn't have brought that up with him because it wouldn't never came up.
I would do stand up, but I need a hip replacement.
Where's Keanu? She's not around. We get her in the fucking hot seat.
She's into it, man. Tell you what, I went for the kiss in the cheek. She kind of turned her face. She's doing my show on Friday. Well,
you're disgusting.
I'm not going to fuck her. I mean, she'd love it, but
you're not going to fuck her. She'd love it.
I'm married.
Why don't you take her camping?
I love
you and Jim and Keanu, because everybody wants to spend time with you.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Keanu wants to fuck you, and you turn her down.
I fuck her right in front of Jim Norton.
Yeah,
and I give her a little wiener hot dog so she could suck on it while Jim watched, and Jesus I jerked God. Off in her asshole.
I can't get it. We're gonna start auditioning new sidekicks.
Wiener hot dog
next week.
You know, it's a little redundant.
What are you doing next Monday and Wednesday for the next 50 years?
I'll be attending funerals.
Yeah,
are you coming great. From a funeral?
No, but I
came to a funeral.
The next time he does the show, he can tell you how he got fired from doing it this time.
Right.
Yeah.
I do like morbid. I mean, who cares if you killed? It's better if you get fired.
Yeah. No, so
it's a better story.
You know, he had a job, but in order for him to like get out of to do the show today, because you know we're a real get, is like he basically said to his I don't. You can tell it.
I explained to my employer that I had a personal thing, and then I dressed up in some attire.
Oh, genius! This guy's genius.
You know? So
you say so when you get there, you'll say you had a funeral
or a wake.
Or awake.
I don't know what the
big he's gonna fucking try to pin you down. Which was it?
Right. Yeah,
exactly. You don't smell like brisket. Now, so you should have gotten a haircut. You got a nice head of hair.
Awake.
Well, no. I mean, just in general, to honor the dead, you get a nice.
Oh, he's got a nice bushy fucking. I wish I had hair like that. Jesus Christ, I would get so much pussy. Really? That's how it would come out? You're an idiot.
You got lots of pussy. You get a perm.
Yeah, I could do a lot of things. I could bleach my hair, but I'm not gonna.
Way hotter than you have a reason. You should be married to some like 60-year-old Irish woman.
Your wife, you mean?
Oh, dare you, sir! How long have you been dating your girlfriend?
A year.
Yeah.
Actually, we had.
How old
a year.
Are you? 20 something.
24.
Wow.
How old is she?
She's 22.
Oh. You have a job?
She's a nursing student at NYU.
Nice. Imagine you're so young you date students. If I was dating a nurse, you'd be retired.
That's good stuff. Anyway,
I got arrested on our 1 year anniversary just last weekend on Saturday.
What
good
happened?
Friday.
What happened? On Good Friday you got arrested?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Try to nail Jesus to the cross?
Basically, I was
fucking legend.
I was hit with.
What do you got to do on Good Friday to get arrested?
I was out drinking.
Springs.
And I go.
Hey, let's get Bob another try. Bob, what is it,
Bobby? Somebody was talking, Bob. Just wait till someone.
All of you motherfuckers. Kevin, how does anybody talk on this fucking podcast anyway? Kevin,
40 feet away from
my
us.
Powerade. Hey, my wife. Hey, you fucking stupid. Hey, Trump. And then I'm like, hey guys. Oh, hey, what are you doing? Hey, fatty's trying to fucking say something.
You got us there.
Just bring the mic.
Fucking street Italian sausage, and I'm loading up on coffee just to fucking come here. So
You're gonna have to take a shit in 7 minutes anyway. So be sure to
got the countdown going. You're over there slamming power radio.
Sure to bring the lava lure mic with you so we can hear you flush. You fatty McFatty.
There's no lavaliers.
All right. Okay.
How'd you get arrested?
Sorry. Go ahead.
You're doing good.
All right. I get arrested. I got hit with a burglary charge.
Wow!
Because I entered the wrong apartment building.
Oh,
I live on 280.
Well, don't say that thing.
Then I got arrested at 240.
Oh,
and
that's
I was
40 blocks away.
No, that's about a block away. That's
hold on,
it was a joke. I knew it wasn't 40 blocks away.
Back up for a second. So you, what? Walk us through the crime.
Something had to happen besides you just walking into 240.
Thank you, Bobby.
I was drunk, right?
I was nude at the time.
The door, and it wouldn't budge, and I thought it was my apartment building.
Okay.
I walk in. And
how did you finally get in the door, though? Like, how did you? Did
it
you
was open.
With your girlfriend?
Oh. Open, not with my girlfriend.
Just some spick alone. No offense.
Yeah. One lonely spick.
Right.
Are you wearing this outfit?
I was not wearing this outfit. I was wearing.
Are you wearing your Cheech and Chong clothes?
Yeah. I was wearing. I was wearing an I Love New York sweatshirt and a camo sweatpants.
The hoodie.
With a hoodie.
Oh, there you go. I would have arrested you too, huh?
Skittles in my back.
This outfit, you're in that movie, Men in Black Beans.
Yeah. Goya.
Yeah, sure. Goya.
All right, so you entered the building. The door is open.
The door is open.
So it was like a doorman door?
Doorman building.
Okay, so you walk up to the door,
yeah.
And the door is open, so you walked just in.
I walked in. It has a. I was expecting an Amazon package,
sure.
So I look at the package. I
so you're just rummaging through other people's packages.
It's getting better.
It appears to be not my package. I put it down, and
now, Amazon package. About, 1 second. Was yes. it full of piranhas?
It was not full of piranhas, okay. but it was
because they have a company called Amazon.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
I was in the building for all of 10 minutes until I realized I was at the wrong place.
Were you in a blackout, or you remember all this?
I was. I remember some of it.
Okay.
And
so then when they get well, who got mad? When did they
so
get
you
mad?
You were drunk?
Yes. Yeah. This was about
when
two.
Wait, is it?
It wasn't Good Friday. It was technically it was 4:20 at 2 in the morning.
Hitler's birthday.
Got it.
It was 4:20 exactly. 4:20.
2:43 on 4:20.
Okay, so in the morning.
Oh, it was 4:20. I get it.
Yes.
All right.
So then you were eating a meat sandwich, and they what happened?
I ate a giant meat sandwich.
So you're in the lobby of the building.
You can eat meat once it turns Saturday.
I assume it was puerco.
There he goes. This guy's he's never bad.
That's why he's always on the couch.
Barry, he's the bare ribs of Barry ribs.
So wait, so what did you do? Who snitched on you, and what happened?
Apparently, the cops were following me. For about 10 minutes, because I was
since you bombed at Saratoga's Bridge.
Yeah,
they've been following you.
They've been following me.
They followed you all the way down the thruway.
Yeah. Upstate cops,
past Albany. We got to run this guy out of town. We got to make sure he gets out of the
terrible
fucking
comic, and we're about to get him for package thievery.
We got
to
get him out of Saratoga Springs forever.
Hope you like the Albany cell.
So they've been following you since the subway.
They were following me, probably since the subway. 10 minutes.
You had a hoodie on. Listen, I say don't.
I wasn't hooded. I had a hoodie, but I wasn't hooded.
Oh, then that's a different story.
That's a good start, though. You don't want to be hooded.
You don't want to be hooded.
You got the same thing from that, what's that,
go ahead.
What's that show, something, 222?
What?
227?
No.
227.
There was a show. There was a show,
too. On that side of the glass.
The regular track A.
Oh, there was a show about high school.
Oh, 21 Jump Street.
No. It was back in the 70s. No. Something.
We need up more shows that have numbers in them.
Was it Maud?
Saved by the Bell.
Hazel?
Look up to school with 222 in the name. I'll do it.
Peyton Place?
Huh? Look up school with 222.
You're in the lobby of this building.
Yeah.
Wrong building. You're shit-faced.
Wrong building.
You got the wrong package under your arm.
I didn't have it under my arm. I looked at it. It was on the floor, as packages are, before they enter your possession.
Right.
Realized it was not my name, realized this was not my address.
Oh, no.
So I leave the building, and six undercovers, kind of mob me. They were glad that I was very compliant.
Yeah, always be compliant.
Always be compliant.
Always.
And
222.
222.
Well, call up the cast if you can. One of them had a big afro. Walt Whitman High.
Walt Whitman High?
That's what the name of the school.
He's a big faggot.
Yeah, but why you gotta ruin it?
Since when was this show on?
I don't know. It was my favorite show for a couple of years.
1972.
Yeah, I was alive.
You were 15.
Wait, one of the stars had like a big afro, but he was white. Or no, maybe it was the teacher. One of the teachers. Mr. Kaufman. I think they made him they gave him a Jufro.
Yeah.
See, I knew it. You guys are fucking stupid. Room 222.
I don't know a show from 50 years ago.
Your mom does.
She sure does. The show's called Pussy Juice.
So not this guy. You don't look like this guy. This guy was I think he was the principal. He got all the pussy. Lloyd Haynes.
It's on until 1998. Longest running show.
This is a long fucking commercial. I mean, a long
intro
theme song.
Nothing better to do back in the 70s.
They didn't, because they couldn't change the channel. They couldn't change the channel. So this was the principal, Mr. Kaufman. Yeah, maybe him. But I think there was a student who had a big fucking afro.
Yeah.
Constantine, yeah, he was a Jew.
Yeah. Constantine. Right.
She was hot. She ended up marrying I think she had him marrying like somebody in one of the Led Zeppelin guys or something.
Robert Plant?
No, I'm kidding.
If she married Robert Plant, their relationship never flowered. So you were in the lobby of
Isn't it weird? Robert Plant and Jimmy Page, they both had names that were easy to remember.
I noticed Jimmy Page was also born in a library.
He was?
No. Oh.
There was a page?
A book?
It's your million-dollar co-host right there.
That's me. All right, let's get to the end of your fucking story. So
there were six undercovers following you?
Six undercovers. Right. I guess I had a Radio Raheem look to me.
Yeah.
You know?
It's Radio Raheem.
From the right thing.
From Room 222.
Right.
Yeah, and also Do the Right Thing.
Is that Paul Moon Cricket there. With the big radio?
Oh, yeah, I love him. Not that guy. It was maybe it was, but I think it was a like kind of a look like black
Principal
but white skin.
Was the dad on My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh.
He was?
Yeah.
Michael Constantine?
Yeah, he's the dad on.
Look up the cast for Room 222.
I have that woman's phone number. The woman that was the star of that show?
Yeah, is this guy in the show?
Mm. Yeah, this is from the show.
I think maybe that's the guy I'm thinking about. Because I know they had like a white guy with a big fro, and I was like, where are they from that they get big fros?
David Jaliffe.
Yep.
Yeah, good work, Garrett.
Thanks.
His favorite, don't make fros like that anymore.
His favorite dessert is frozen yogurt.
All right, shut the fuck up. Anyway, so... So what happened with the six undercovers?
Six undercovers could grab you.
Undercovers.
It looks like half a mook.
Yeah. Sit me down. I spend about like 10 hours in central booking.
Wait. So they
what were they arresting you for? Just being a fucking Puerto Rican?
They thought that by virtue of me looking at the package to determine it was mine, I guess that I was trying to burglarize the place. And no, it was open. Door was open.
So even though you showed him your ID and it had like...
I shot him my ID, but my ID says I'm from Long Island.
Uh-oh.
I'm subletting. Just the
That's the problem with subletting, Jiggy, and nothing matches, and you can't really... Matches. And then the people, especially if it's illegal subletting, you can't even vacuum the apartment because someone might snitch on you. I couldn't even get mail. I had a girlfriend sublet an apartment, illegal sublet. I couldn't get mail at the fucking thing when I moved in with her to the illegal sublet.
The only thing I got mail.
A racket, huh?
Yeah.
I can't even get mail?
Yeah.
I get a P.O. box.
Who's your favorite actor? Terrence Stamp?
Oh, my God. Jesus. I'm seeing you in a whole new light, and you're terrible.
Million-dollar co-host.
Double guns.
No, he gets drunk. What? He's an alcoholic, and then he gets too many drinks.
I just drink a lot. There's a difference. Alcoholics go to meetings.
So then,
start going to meetings.
Are you really?
Just to be proactive and tell the judge, hey, man, I was drunk. And I don't got a problem with alcohol.
No. So you're on the street.
They think you. You tell them you were drunk.
I told them I was drunk. My dad is a police officer. He was a narc for 20 years, so he kind of like did what he could, and they were nice about it.
But I mean, hold on.
Dad, you got your dad involved that night?
Yeah.
So you called your dad on your cell phone. You were like,
no,
"Hey guys,
cell phone was dead."
Oh shit! Dead cell phone.
The cop shot it.
Panic.
Was it black? That's why they shot it. Get it? Because they shoot everything black.
Yeah. Had a little hood on it.
Mm-hmm.
Metro PCS.
I did have a white. I did have a red cell phone case. Maybe I was flashing colors.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's a creep.
Yeah, he's a creep.
A creeper.
So you were 10 hours in central booking.
Yeah.
Were you in a jail cell?
I was in a holding cell.
With a bunch of
fellas, and
they start rapping.
No, yeah. Actually, some dude. I mean,
they start playing. We're trying to get a profile on what kind of people were they. Were they basketball players?
One guy was asking for way too much milk.
Axing or asking?
Axing. He was axing for way too much milk.
What was he axing for milk for?
Because he really needed to jerk off a lot. He started jerking off a lot.
What?
One guy there was like,
wait, with milk? What's he need milk for?
To replace the milk that shoots out of his wiener.
I don't know. He very much
he had to replenish
it.
His cum with milk.
Yes.
Wait a minute, you can. Because I've been in jail a bunch of times.
Yeah,
you can actually go and you can say
you're not in jail today.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm in a prison of your
I feel
inhumanity.
Like I am.
We can't hear you. The mic can hear you, but we can't hear you.
You want to send
an amplification?
Don't be quiet
just so
for
they
Bobby.
Can hear you on the show. No, but I want to get to the bottom of this.
A
guy was jerking off constantly.
Yeah, and it was at that. Well, first
did you try to snitch him out, like, hey, see something, say something.
Sucked his dick.
The other dude.
That's how you win them over. You put your mouth on their cup.
Yeah. Yep.
I wasn't trying to win them over, but
I've seen lots of videos like that.
There's always like one community organizer in the holding cell.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And he was the
and
guy.
It was you?
I was not me.
You look like a community organizer.
I was
disrespect.
I was making jokes.
Get this man some 2%.
Look at Andrew Silverstein over here.
Yeah.
Right.
Were you and you were making jokes? You tell me you were a comedian?
I told them I didn't tell them I was a comedian.
You know Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
You know Kevin Hart? That motherfucker, I'm funnier than him.
So hold on. You were so at one point you're on the street with these six police officers and they pressed a charge on you and you had to go.
Burglary.
Couldn't you just been like, listen, guys, I'm in the wrong building. I live on the block. I'm just shit faced and I walked out the building, but
that's what I explained to them.
And then what
happened? Here's where you made a mistake. Well, you made a couple mistakes, but listen, I always hate when I go into my building, everybody, when they get home from work, they're always waiting for their package. How about just fucking get your package later? You really need your package at 4 a.m?
You're right.
He might have been gone all day and then he came home.
Well, but what is it? What's in the package? Like a baby? Like you can get the package. What are you? You're drunk. It's 4 a.m. Get the package the next day. What are you going to do? People are obsessed with fucking packages.
I'm on a 6th floor walk up.
Yeah, you're
any chance
by
I get
where the
to get anything
are.
That I want to get.
You go upstairs.
Yeah, but what did you?
Another building.
What were you? What did you want to get? What was in that package?
It was my girlfriend's
freedom
anniversary present.
Which
that was that Saturday.
Plan B
so
pills.
It's really her fault.
It was a Polaroid.
Oh God!
A camera.
Camera.
Was it a
Polaroid camera?
Polaroid camera.
You still make them?
He's so young. It's like ironic to have a Polaroid.
They're
it's
retro.
Like, all right, I'm sorry, Barry.
Are you not going to do a Kodiak joke?
No, I barely have time for that joke.
Why? What is Bear and Kodiak?
Polar. Kodiak bears. Or Kodiak are bears.
They are?
An area of the country called Kodiak, I think. Okay, I took a stab. I don't know. And when I take a stab, I just mean, this kid's going to have a nice... No, we have soft hands.
He's not in a fucking Puerto Rican gang.
He was only in jail for a night, Brian.
Yeah, give him a break.
And you were in jail.
Did the guy ever... Did you get any cum on your face?
No. Not anyone else's.
So what happened? So they press the charge. They put you in the... They said we're booking you for burglary. So then they take you to whatever... Were you the
Part F. Part F, which is the felony part. So okay. I think it takes a lot longer. But people were in there
What were they in for? What were the other guys in for?
DUIs. Felony. Possession.
Did you make up? So you seem tough? You'd be like, hey, man, I picked up the wrong package, motherfucker.
Or did you
make up some kind of thing? Like, I murdered my girlfriend?
No, I told him exactly what was up. And I was like, what the fuck do they think I am? Like, the Hamburglar?
Right.
Some shit like that. And they started cracking up.
Yeah. You're like, I'm Amazon Prom. So hold on.
I got arrested with Grimace.
Exactly.
Should have called Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
You have one call. Jeff Bezos, please.
Jeff, listen, weird thing happened.
I don't know what's going on.
You don't mind.
Why are you talking like Columbo?
Not for nothing. I'm sure about it, Jeff. But
excuse me, ma'am.
It's great. It's like in stereo. It's great. So anyways, you go to the... Where was the jail? Downtown? Was it the
was,
one by Chinatown?
Central Booking, 100 Center Street.
Oh, yeah, the one downtown.
Right at City Hall.
Remember
that's
that
a beautiful,
show?
That's a nice...
Yeah.
City Hall?
They kept my phone as arrest evidence.
And they thought you stole your phone?
I don't know. It's a dead phone. The police also vouchered my...
Lucky you got caught for murder.
Headphones and a novelty bullet that I have as a peach bottle opener.
You have a novelty bullet?
It's a bottle opener, but I also
kind of it's not smart. Why don't you get a novelty gun?
Yeah, I know.
It's just like a bullet with a little like piece taken out of it, or does it have like a?
It has nothing. It has no gunpowder.
Does it say this kills cops?
Well, I know
on
it's not a real bullet. I'm saying like does it have like a huge can opener?
Sounds like
end?
You're a shell of a man,
or just a bullet with like a little.
It's got
like,
nothing
slice
on
out of it. To
it's got a little slice out of it.
I'm the host. Yeah. Don't talk to him. Anyway.
So then what? So now you're in for 10 hours.
You didn't get this. Did you get any sleep?
Yeah, I slept in between going to the between the precinct and central booking. I had a much better time getting arrested in South Dakota, though. That was a lot better.
Well, let's take one.
What happened with your girlfriend? Was she mad that you got arrested on her birthday?
I didn't have her phone number memorized by heart, so I couldn't really tell her anything.
And where was she? At
she
her
was
house?
In Queens.
She lives in Queens?
Yeah. Studying psych, you know, like body parts.
Yeah, studying like neonatal.
And then when you told her what happened, it was her birthday on the 20th?
It was anniversary.
Oh, anniversary. Yeah. It was her anniversary on the 20th?
The 20th.
You guys met on Hitler's birthday?
Yeah.
You smoke?
I smoke weed.
A lot?
Yeah.
Do you smoke today?
No.
Really?
Because I had to go to work, but I did take a Xanax.
Okay, that's something. Do you like to do coke?
Yeah.
Cool. This guy's all right. All right. Hey, Garrett, we're going to go long today.
So you partied. Did you have anything on you when the cops grabbed you?
Nothing. I had done it all and left it at home.
Well, that was probably smart. Well, you except, have so anyway, so you get
bullet.
Go ahead.
My novelty bullet.
And the novelty bullet, right. Which is a
bottle opener.
You had done it all. What'd you have done? You had drank, you had smoked, you had done Xanax?
Smoked. What you had done?
I'd done some Klonopin because I didn't have Xanax at the time.
Yeah, Klonopin.
So you like to party, like right?
Xanax. Huh? It's like baby Xanax.
You like to party just to hang out? You like to party by yourself?
It was my friend's 21st birthday.
It's always something.
Always somebody's birthday.
It's always somebody's birthday, someone's anniversary.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll be 46 in about 3 weeks, and I'm having a birthday party at Gallagher's in Long Island City.
Okay, no one's going to go except for Adam.
I don't care if anybody goes. I'll be in the champagne room by myself.
Yeah, you will. You will.
Fine, great. Bruce is going to go.
Yeah, I don't know if Bruce will go.
Ever.
We got a dial. We got like a dial.
Bruce Valanche, maybe.
It's a weird little feedback thing here. You hear the buzz?
Yeah, we don't. No, it's just. The air conditioner sucking out the humidity thing.
Oh,
I thought they were sucking out the humor.
Yeah, see, this guy's full of hot air. All right.
I don't want to ruin this fucking masterpiece of a show.
Yeah, did you drop all the charges? Originally, they were just kind of like.
My court date's the 29th.
We're all going to go. What, May or April?
May 29th.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's.
I'm going to go as a character witness.
Yeah, it's 100. It's 100 Center Street.
Yep. I know it.
Part F.
Part F.
Funny.
I think I got married there.
Yeah.
100 Center Street. That's what, isn't that where you get married?
No, that's where you get arrested, but you should have gotten arrested for your marriage.
But where do you go to get married?
City Hall.
Yeah, but isn't that right down there?
Around there.
Yeah.
Oh, around there. Like, it's all right there. If you go to 100 Center Street, I say, where do I get married? They'll fucking direct you to it.
Right. They'll be like, do you know that Puerto Rican guy with the fucking bullet around his neck like an idiot? And then you go, no, I'm marrying this fucking...
Chulo.
Chulo, how you doing?
No, I married my first wife there.
Love and honor. And
I didn't marry my current wife.
His wife's from Panama. Oh,
okay.
Cool. Yeah. No.
She don't like Puerto Rican, so.
No.
But she grew up in the Bronx, so I swear to God, they might. Your mom might know my wife.
Yeah, they might not like each other.
Hey, Caesar.
Well, they're different ages, so they probably. But they probably may have run with different gangs.
I rub my vagina on hers, make it nice and away, make it like a.
Did mom go to Catholic school?
Yeah.
Now,
Spelman?
School.
Oh, that's too bad. My wife went to Spelman, I think.
Yeah,
Bob, you got anything on this?
Spelman, wasn't that
not
from...
Not that, just the whole thing. Not the fucking high school in the Bronx. What would you have on that?
Yeah. What you got?
I don't know. I don't know any high schools in the Bronx.
Oh my, he's really retarded.
How would I know about any high schools
we're
in the Bronx?
We're not talking about that. We're talking about in general how he got arrested.
That's California.
We're talking about how he got arrested and the such.
I know. It sounds fucked up.
That's probably part of probably being black. It's like if the cops want to fuck with you, they can fuck with you.
Oh, yeah. Because
by the time you get a lawyer, you get your wits about you, you're like, well, what are my rights, you know?
Yeah.
So you basically have a fro. You look suspicious. Plus, you party a lot, so maybe you were stumbling. But why would they have six fucking guys?
Yeah, I remember being like about your age. I lived in the East Village, and I was on Avenue C coming out of a bar called Save the Robots at like 5 in the morning.
Oh, that was a good bar.
6 in the morning, great.
Was it 6 in the morning?
Yeah,
a bar.
6 in the morning.
Yeah, what you going to do? Up as my homeboys do too, so I was leaving the place, and I'm going to this bodega to buy some beer to go back to my apartment and fuck these girls. We met these Japanese girls, and
yeah, I bet they're gonna fuck you at 6:30 in the morning.
Regular Bob Craft
bought some beer at a bodega. Prove it, man. Prove it.
Pussy out of everything I've ever told you is true.
Liar.
You're a regular Robert Kraft with the Asian chicks.
You're saving the robots.
I said you're a regular Robert Kraft when it comes to the Asian chicks.
That's right. Exactly. Turn over, fat man. So anyway, I come out of the bodega, and I was just doing coke all night. My nose is fucking rim with fucking powder. And these cops pull up, and they look at me, and they go, and, you know, I don't know if you can tell or not, I'm Caucasian. And he goes, guy comes up, and he goes, what are you, because there was a lot of heroin back in the day. I'm 45. This is like 20-plus years ago. And he goes, were you down here buying dope? And I said, no, I just do a lot of coke. And he goes, all right. I just let me go. It's like, yay, white people.
Completely made up, probably. Yeah.
Why do you have that big beard? A weak chin?
No. I went through a rebranding phase. Okay. Apparently, I make too much at my day job to have a legal aid. So...
I mean a legal aid.
You know how legal aids
oh.
helps you out? So
for this, you mean?
Yeah, for this. And Moral of the story is I should shave my beard, but I'm keeping the fro.
Wait, so you didn't look like this before you got arrested?
No, I looked exactly like this. This was Saturday.
Oh, this is just happened.
So what are you talking about? You're rebranding yourself for legal aid. What did you?
Oh, I was just no. That's why I grew a beard.
You grew a beard this since Saturday?
Since August.
Yeah, but,
and this hair.
Can really grow a good beard.
Yeah.
but you just got arrested. So what are you talking about, the legal aid? What are you talking about? You're talking about getting a cheap lawyer?
He's trying to, it's like medical.
I'm going to start going to meetings so I can tell a judge, hey, man, look, I drank too much. I got a problem. All that proactive shit you got to do.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, talk to a priest.
Yeah.
Maybe, like...
Just for this one arrest, picking up a bad package?
It's a felony. I'm trying to become an attorney.
You want to become an attorney?
Yeah.
What kind of law do you want to practice?
Mostly Judaism.
How is that a felony? What was the value of the box they thought you were going to steal?
No, burglary is a felony. Immediately.
Yeah.
Like, if you stole, like, a bag of chips from a bodega?
It's not going to stick.
Yes.
They're going to stick? Wait, you want to be a Jewish lawyer, or you're just kidding?
I'm just kidding.
But you want to be a lawyer?
Yes.
Don't you do stand-up?
Yeah, but...
You'd be like a funny lawyer if you... Have you talked to Jeffrey Gurian about this?
Two Jews walk into a bar.
We own it.
They sue it.
Stupid.
You know. Wait, so you want to be... I don't even know what's going on anymore. So you want to be a comic, right? But you don't care.
But whichever pops off first, 20
that makes
years
sense.
Of law or 20 years of comedy, I'm doing this because, like...
A lot of people go start in law and then become comics.
Yeah.
I mean, one, I
Greg
know.
Greg Giraldo, yeah.
Yeah, Giraldo did. Mike Sweeney did.
Paul Mercurio.
Well, we don't want to. He's kind of bringing down the curve.
We said comics.
Okay.
No, we love Paul.
He's going to open up for the Daily.
Hey, whatchamacallit? Christian Finnegan is going to be in Zany's Rosemont this weekend.
Okay, is that a fact?
No, because he plugged it on Twitter, and I automatically thought of you going, like, hey, Christian Finnegan. He shits on Christian Finnegan a lot, and we love Christian Finnegan.
He's a great guy.
He's going to be at Zany's. If you're, I know we have some fans out there, so go to see Christian Finnegan at Zany's.
No, he's great. And go
Zany's
see-
Rosemont near the airport. He said he's going to be hilarious or something.
Okay.
He combined hilarious and O'Hare, and then he's it was easier to
O'Hare.
It was easier to read than say.
Sure. And Brad Trackman's going to be at the Dairy Queen on Cherry Hill.
Yep. So, at grand opening. How about a shout out to the guy who keeps winning on Jeopardy? This guy's fucking amazing. You know about this guy, Brian?
Heard about him? Yeah, he's like a math guy.
Oh, he's a professional gambler.
He's a
gambler.
Bookie, yeah.
He's like
gambler.
Ridiculous. He's beating up Jeopardy. They've never seen a guy like this. He plays the game different.
He answered every question.
No, you know
what
he does? He goes for the big money first, and then he gets to the daily double. He already has significant money, and then he pushes all in.
Yeah, he set the record for most wins.
No, he has a top seven
most
of all
money.
Time.
Yeah, yeah.
He wins like $100,000 an episode.
Like Alex Trebek is battling pancreatic cancer.
No, it's weird because he's got cancer, but these are all pre-taped. So I don't know because then they did an episode or Alex Trebek on Twitter said, we came to the end of the season. I'll be back in September. I still plan on coming back. So I don't even know if this guy's run is going to end because they definitely pre-taped him. You
what
just
if he
know.
Loses and Alex Trebek dies?
No,
that
I think
same
he's going to keep winning, and then when he comes back, Alex Trebek will be dead, or he won't be able to come back because I doubt he's going to survive at 77 or
what
whatever.
What if he loses and then Alex Trebek dies that same day?
Oh, that'd be a great episode. The ratings would be through the roof.
Talk about Daily Double.
Yeah, that would be a daily double.
Yeah.
All in.
All in, right?
No, because, I mean, the guy pancreatic cancer at his age, stage four, it's almost impossible to survive it. So
like unless you're a comedian.
No, you can survive it if, like, him working is good, but now they're going to make him take off till September. That's fucked up. They should put him back to work.
Doing it, yeah.
Yeah, let him keep doing it because then it'll give him something to live for, you know?
Well, like you said, they tape all the... Don't they pre-tape all the episodes?
Well,
that's why I just said it.
Yeah.
Can you not hear me?
No,
yeah,
I know, but you're saying
but they're not
up.
Saying.
Well, that's how they do it, dummy.
Yeah, they're not saying how far into it. They're not saying how far in. Like they're acting like this has just happened when he wins. when the guy went, he just got over this guy. He just got over $1 million. And the other guy, Ken Jennings, it took him like 74 episodes to get to 2 million. This guy got to 1 million in like 14 episodes. So yeah. It's like ridiculous. But I'm trying to figure out like if this guy's probably going to keep winning before the new season. So they're just, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen, but it's very compelling.
You should have Alex Trebek like in a coffin every episode and kind of pops out like in Dracula. And he comes in and he's like, I'm still here.
Between Alex Trebek dying and this fucking guy, the ratings must be going through the roof.
Yeah, it's smart. Maybe they know each other.
They're in cahoots?
They're in cahoots.
Maybe the whole thing's a fucking scam.
Well, it works.
It's just like, making up the cancer thing.
Like Sam's favorite wrestling thing. The work. They call it a work.
Yeah.
It's like when you see a star and you're seeing that star from a million years ago.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You know what star I saw at SiriusXM?
So wait, when you see a star?
You're seeing that star as it was 100 million years ago.
How is that possible?
It's so far away.
The light.
So you see the star, you're not seeing it now? You're seeing it now, but you saw it a billion years ago.
That's
not that far. It's not that long, is it? How can it be that long ago?
Yeah.
Huh? A billion years ago?
100 million.
100 million, yeah.
Years ago. Yeah. Impossible.
You want to talk about seeing stars? I saw Lily Tomlin at the Vaughns in Hollywood about 5 years ago.
Who'd you see yesterday?
I saw Julian Lennon.
No way.
I heard Madonna.
What'd she look like?
How'd you know it was Julia Lennon?
Because I was sitting on that couch at SiriusXM. And
before we started?
And I had this box of donuts, and I don't like being that high up in a building. I'm not Eddie Ift crazy, but...
You can't even see, so what's the
difference? What kind of donuts?
Mixed. I let the guy pick. I said, whatever. I said, hey, Sam.
It was mixed. There was a black one, a Puerto Rican one. It was all kinds of...
Americano. Yo por chupacabra.
And you knew it was...
Cantalones.
That was my first inclination at the biracial kids was the way to go, because I remember when I saw a picture. It was not Julian. What was the one that Yoko and John had? Ano?
No. I want to say
Sean.
Richard Jenny.
But I remember I saw a picture of their kid. I was like, wow, what a good looking kid. It was just like 3 or 4 year old kid. And I was like, because she's ugly.
She's ugly.
He could definitely do better than that. And then he wasn't, you know, he was just John Lennon.
Right.
I mean, if he wasn't fucking famous, he'd be paying for pussy. And then I saw the kid. I'm like, what a beautiful boy. I didn't jerk off, nothing like that. I just thought it's a good mix.
Yeah. It's a kid you might
date a lot of Asian women. That's my point. Go ahead.
Anyway, please.
You know,
your girlfriend, is she white, black?
She's Russian. Russian. She's Russian. Jew.
I'm gonna
tell her to slow down.
I'm gonna rush over to.
Tell her slow down.
Yeah, she's Russian.
She's Russian.
Yeah.
Does she have an accent? Everything.
No, but she speaks Russian.
You like Jews? You must like Jews living in New York, right?
I like Jews. Jews are cool.
Okay.
I've dated a couple blonde girls.
Or Jews?
I've fucked one black girl.
Okay.
And
her pussy stink?
No, but I couldn't tell if she was bleeding or she was on her period, but then she was like, I gotta go.
What?
I think we both realized it was the wrong place at the wrong time.
What, you fucked her in the ass or something?
No, I think she got
you ripped
her
pussy with your dick?
I don't know.
You think you...
Sometimes it happens, though.
You, like, started her period by
what
fucking...
What color was her blood?
Magenta.
I want to say...
I wish my wife could hear this show. She'd be like, you were so racist. Like, it's like it's just a joke on the...
It didn't get on my carpets, though, on my... Okay. On my Yeah, that we fucked on the carpet.
Did you have to like clean the sheets and stuff?
No, because none of it. Like it was like one little.
You were fucked. She was naked.
She was naked.
And then she's like, "I got to get out of here."
Yeah. Well,
were you raw dogging her?
I did. I did not raw dog her.
Maybe she got a job.
Yeah.
No, she's black.
No, I'm saying maybe her pimp called her.
Oh, fake. Good.
It was pro bono hours.
Because I'm going back to room 222. That's how my references are. Everybody's a pimp and a Shuggy Shoop Sunny Bear. What was the guy in Starsky and Hutch?
That show,
Huggy
Bear.
Huggy Bear.
Remember Good?
You guys remember that show, Starsky and Hutch?
Yeah.
Who did they use? Garrett Huggy Bear.
Shows like being at the grandfather's table at Thanksgiving.
Who was before Eisenhower?
Dewey would have made a good president.
You remember they said he won?
Right. I remember
that headline.
You had your own water fountains. Now you're complaining.
Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear, yeah.
What about Jimmy J.J. Walker's doing? I always think about him because I met him a couple of times.
He does comedy. He tore.
No, he's not very good. Plus, he looks terrible because his skin got real fucking like...
Ashy
and
he's
dark.
He's a free ticket night.
Huh?
I said he's a free ticket night.
Well, no, I think he makes...
No, he lives in Vegas, but he looks terrible. He looks really like...
Supposedly he has money from all the years when he... was doing Vegas and stuff when he was
One of the biggest stars in the world. Let's hope so.
Years ago, yeah.
I don't think he was a junkie. So if you're not a junkie, you're going to save your money. Go ahead, Artie Lang. No, Artie would be rich if he didn't. You know what I mean?
Artie's making huge money.
Artie Lang?
Yeah, but he
where?
He was making.
That's what I'm saying. If he wasn't a junkie, he would have a lot of money, even if he wasn't working out. Do we have calls when they hung up?
We did. Yeah, they just hung up when you said that.
Oh,
when I said what?
Well, you said, let's go to Artie. I looked at the phone because there were people on hold, and they had just hung up.
Well, sorry, folks.
They thought I was serious?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
So Black do crack, right, with that?
Oh, yeah.
That
Black do crack sometimes. You have to moisturize if
Did you see his picture, Jimmy J.J. Walker? Did you put his picture up?
Yeah.
I can't see the picture, but, I mean, I'm sure.
No, that's Huggy Bear. You can't get a new picture of
the older black kid from.
Also, I want to say we got Andrew. Andrew was Bruce set up a thing. It was actually Bruce's idea to set up a thing where you go to my website if you want to be a guest on the show, because you know getting guests is a pain in the ass. You know,
yep.
So I mean, you don't even deal with it.
I don't.
Yeah, that's what he looks like now. His eyes are all dark, and it's like, I mean, that's not you can't even see, but he's got like real raccoon eyes, and I said raccoon.
Say, thank you.
He's got raccoon eyes, and
he won't say dynamite.
Yeah, even if you give him a dollar, right?
I guarantee.
I think if you give, I think his rate's like, he says like $10,000, but he sells t-shirts that literally have him, it's a picture of him like from Good Times, you know, wearing that hat he wore, and the turtleneck. And then it says underneath him, it says dynamite, but he won't say it.
Looks like a black Artie Lang.
Wow.
With the nose.
Is that?
No, he just done it. He just don't look good. He looks like he has some kind of disease because his face is all like.
Who's the older
kid? It's all real dark.
Who's the older kid from Different Strokes? Todd Bridges.
Todd Bridges, yeah. He's apparently in jail.
Is he right now?
I don't know, but he got into all kinds of trouble.
Apparently, I think Chad Zumbach told me.
Zumbach.
He's really funny, apparently. He said that he opened for him. You know,
no, he said. I think he said he's like a funny guy to hang around with. His act probably stinks.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know.
There's no way he's got a good act. Give me a break. Well, different show. Sorry.
Just go to Google, and you're going to post your bank statements so we can all look at them, peruse.
Anything.
Okay, well, then you shouldn't have said a lot of things.
I think that Jim Norton and I share a lot of sensibilities.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to call him and bother him. And yesterday's show was definitely the funniest show they've ever done.
Guess you can't read comments.
Oh, please. Would you?
Comments were brutal.
Yeah, they were right.
They actually threw me under the bus after they threw you under the bus.
Yeah, they thought you were awful. Although they really hate Sam, though.
No, they hate everybody. They hate everybody.
Everyone hates everybody.
No, that's their thing. It's like they're not. No one. It's not. It's gay to say something nice, so they say something horrific. You know.
Right. Exactly.
Unlike this show, which is all
huh?
Lots of compliments.
Unless Jimmy Fallon, you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon's show was like literally like an infomercial.
It's the worst thing.
I was watching. I was watching Lenny said, and it just like anything remotely like Lenny said. Oh, you know who? I went to Aruba. You know who? This guy has a gig there. His name is Aruba Ray, and it got an applause break. I'm like, okay, well that's Ray Allen. So it's like they don't know Ray Allen. It's not like Aruba Ray is famous or well known, but they just thought like, oh, that sounds like something that should be funny.
Right.
So we'll clap. And then you can hear Leslie Jones like fake laughing in the background.
Was she on the panel?
No, she was like, she probably got him in there. You know,
she was there.
She was in the green room. There was a picture of her in the green room. It's something that
and Lenny good friends.
It's a vision. It's a vision of something.
Looks like someone's holding someone hostage. You just can't tell who.
No, he looks like it looks like she's his mom. Like, I'm not even how to say it. Like she's his mom, and she's looking at Jimmy like, you better not disrespect that boy. You know,
breastfeed this little Jew. You suck on his tit.
You was wise.
Eric, can you find the picture? It's on my Twitter. I think I retweeted it. It's a picture of Rob Sprantz. It's on his Twitter. But the guy from Riotcast.
Did you retweet it with a nice comment?
I just retweet him.
Yeah,
my fans know what to do.
It's like
I just put a piece of dog shit out, and then they'll come.
You don't need to butter.
And the flies will come. They know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's... like you go to a deli, you're like, I'll have a biscuit. You want butter on it? Yeah, just don't. Just
nothing like that. I don't even know. You're getting
weird.
No, you're getting like you're getting to the point where you need another drink, but there's no drink to be had. So now you're just getting
point, actually.
Now you're just getting stupid and lazy.
A little sugar from that Keanu across the street. A little cigarette.
Look, I just can't imagine somebody fucking you at this point.
I can't imagine either.
You're never going to be sober, right?
Oh boy. So
you
flushing girl. Where did you meet her?
Can you find it or no?
I met her in college in my Model United Nations. I was the teacher's assistant.
Yeah, there it is. There's the picture. You can't see it. You see her in the background? I tweeted, I said, all three people in this picture. I said, everybody in this picture has blocked me. That looks like me. Oh, that's Lenny. And then, but then Leslie's basically like, you better give him, you better not cut his tongue.
Right. You're a gentleman of onesie.
She,
like a baby Bjorn.
I mean, it's intimidating. She looks intimidating. So whatever. I guess she's good to have in your corner because she could just pick everybody up and throw them against the wall.
Yeah. No. She could certainly pick a.
Is that a Cher?
Pick a what? You're a mess.
He's not wearing his glasses.
Huh? No, because he doesn't have to wear his glasses all the time.
He wears them on stage.
Yeah, but when he's talking to a homosexual man, he takes his glasses off so they don't get all steamy.
Right.
He's a latent homosexual himself. So.
And Jimmy Fallon is gay.
Yeah, that's 100%. Where your big dick or your lots of cash is disputable. I didn't see a pile of cash.
I keep it in the fifth bedroom. Like Narnia.
You probably keep it like in the one of the fucking
in a coffee urn.
The toilet bank thing where you lift it up.
Yeah.
When the toilet things doesn't work and you just put it in the fucking, what do you call where the water collects? The
tank.
Yeah, the toilet tank. You keep it in there. You're like, don't flush that toilet. Yeah, don't.
There's probably a double decker in there already. Yeah,
this is a yellow toilet. This is yellow, let it mellow. If
upper
it's brown,
decker,
flush
I mean.
It down.
Yeah, that's what my mom told me. Toilet.
Exactly.
You got a golden toilet, two golden toilets.
I got a golden tip.
All right, so we gotta wrap it up. So anyway, what I was saying about Bruce set up a thing on my website. If you want to be a guest on my show, you just fill out the form on my website, KevinBrennanComedian.com, and that's how we got Andrew because I didn't have his fucking information. So either you went to my website and you saw it.
Yeah, I was like,
and it turned out to be great because everybody's good. We'll definitely have you back.
Sure,
I appreciate.
No, but and then you might have to lie to your.
Just make sure you get arrested again between now and then.
Black bow tie next.
No, but it's just you got a good. Even a cop's fucking like.
He's got a great speaking voice too. Like,
no, he's a very beautiful man. So no, but I'm saying if people are listening on the radio,
right.
They're not watching.
It's tone.
So no, I'm just saying, like, you know, like even everybody's got kind of a good story, a couple of good stories, you know. So we get sick of fucking like Bob has nothing, brings nothing. No.
If anybody's listening on the radio, yeah, that was good.
So I'm saying it's like it's good to get new people in here. You know? It's like we're basically having a bad orgy, and we just need new fucking people to fuck.
Yeah, make sure you get arrested next time you show up, though.
Yeah.
No, and then you some stories about your girlfriend. She's a Russian Jew, and
good luck with getting your felony conviction. If you ever
she must know some lawyers since she's a Jew.
She's not a Jew.
Russian Jew.
Her dad's Jewish. She was baptized.
See
what?
So,
what the fuck? What do you know?
But, you know,
to get into every college.
Right.
She's got the Jewy quirks.
I like Jesus, and I also like the other guy. Whatever you have, I will worship.
Jesus,
Is she like Putin?
No, not a Putin, but poutine she likes.
We like Putin on the wrist.
She like Trump?
If
no, not a Trump fan.
What are your politics down the middle?
I didn't vote in the last election.
See, I got a read on him.
So
he's indifferent.
I'm a registered Republican, but that's
you are.
Yeah.
See, I'm right and you're wrong once again. I got a vibe from him that he's not like some kind of cuck.
All right,
you're a registered Republican, a Puerto Rican from New York.
Yeah, and I
might be the only one.
And hey, that's why I've got this thing going on.
Yeah, fuck you, fuck the man. You do what you want. Anyway, so go if you want to be a guest on the show, just go to the KevinBrennanComedian.com and you fill out the form, and then we'll get you in here.
Bob, any plugs?
I'll be at the Comedy Cellar Friday night. Late show.
Okay, one.
I put in Friday on cancel. I put in Friday before 12 because I'm sick of doing the late shows because all the comics suck and the MC sucks.
What'd you get, 11:50?
So I put in before 12. She gave me a 12:55. She thought I said after 12.
Are you doing it?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Well, fine.
I got kids.
No, I'm not fired. The 12:55, please. Come on, man. Fucking Will Sylvan's MCs. I mean, he's just the worst. I can't stress that enough how bad he is as an MC.
All right. What's your social media, please?
It's Instagram, Andrew Valentin TV. I've got
you change your last name to Valentino. You know that, right?
Yeah, Valentino. You think so?
Yeah, because you can't forget it. Valentino, you just stay. It's a simple. You're not even known as a comic, right?
Yeah.
You just change it to Andrew. You don't even have to change your name legally. You say you're Andrew Valentino. Nobody will ever. You'll be like, oh, who is that guy? That Valentino guy. They can't forget it. It's a famous name forever.
It's a silent movie star from 1925. So
you know, Valentino isn't that a name? Isn't that like a name that people just know what it is?
Yeah, you're correct.
Valentino. Even if they don't know Valentino, they know it's like a famous name.
Come on, guys. We're not going to hear from him.
I don't know what the fuck Versace is, but I was watching a Netflix movie. I'm like, I didn't know anything about him, but you know the name. You know Versace. Oh, yeah. Valentino. It's a fucking famous name. You're an idiot.
It's a brand
We're not going to hear from him for the next 3 to 5 years anyway, so it's not that big of a deal.
Because he's going up the river?
Yeah.
He's going up the river.
Suck the cock of the biggest, blackest guy you see.
He gets close to Saratoga Springs, his fucking bracelets goes off because they don't want him back in town.
When they
take him up to a jail up there.
So do one more time, social media. Come on, it's important.
Yeah, we're going way over our time.
That's Andrew Valentin TV on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm also on Twitter, but I've got 32 followers. I was told to do a bringer show on Twitter, and they said you had to bring 6 people. I'm like, that's 10.
What's your Twitter?
That's like 5% of my followers.
What's your Twitter?
Lord be with Drew.
Oh, that's hard to remember.
Yeah, it's hard to remember.
Well, yeah, that's why I've, yeah, yeah.
With that joke, I can't believe Sartoga didn't work out. I'm sorry.
Lord be with Drew, that's your Twitter name?
Yeah.
Why don't you just change it to Valentino?
Yeah, I might just now. Actually, go follow Valentino.
Right. Whoever he is.
Is it taken? Well, we can figure out right after the show if it's taken or not.
All right, Brian P. McCarthy, promo.
All right, we don't have time.
HIV.
All right, thanks, everybody. Kevin Brennan 666 on Instagram and Twitter. I mean, no one buys your fucking t-shirts. We're way over on time.
Motherfucker. Mugs, too. All right, bye. Thank you, guys. All right, good job. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I got blisters on my finger!